temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. You can text us 412-928-9370 on that text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us at underscore Adam Crowley, at Scorin Doran, at Callis underscore 33. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Steelers are going to be on one of three now Hard Knocks versions this year. You got a preseason version, which I believe is the Giants. You got an off-season one, and then you got the in-season one. I forget what it is. I should have been more prepared. But the Steelers will be on an AFC North edition of Hard Knocks starting on December 3rd. So you scroll down, you look at the Steelers' schedule. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincinnati. The Steelers are going to play a whole bunch of divisional games, Doran, in that time period. Coincidence or not?
No.
I don't think it's a coincidence, man.
No. No. They knew what they were doing. And they wanted to say that there was no thought of going into the scheduling of what the Steelers had coming down the stretch. And it wasn't on purpose. And that's the way that it fell for the Steelers. And then, you know, about a month later, oh, you're going to be on Hard Knocks. Oh, that's peculiar.
Right.
Real convenient, right?
Because we're all bitching, moaning, complaining. And rightfully so. Sometimes they're sour grapes. Sometimes we're in the talk radio industry. We're going to complain sometimes. When other people might think there's no reason to complain, the Steelers' schedule's ridiculous. And I think this played into it. I absolutely think this played into it. The NFL and all the powers that be know what is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they're doing. They know how to get eyeballs. I'm excited about it, though, man. I know how this is going to go for Mike Tomlin. He is going to be the star of this thing. Harbaugh, I think, has got a chance to be a star. Stefanski kind of is milquetoast. Zach Taylor, nobody cares about him. He stunk, and then Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase arrived. All of a sudden, he's a good coach. I think Tomlin and Harbaugh are going to be massive stars in this thing. Think about Dan Campbell. It became cool to like the Lions before the Lions got good, and then right. The Lions became everyone's Cinderella team. I think Mike Tomlin is going to make a very good impression on America in this show.
Well, I do think that this show as a whole is a dying breed.
Mm-hmm.
It was once really good because you got the real behind the scenes action, and they kind of, you know, they've tapered off and they tamed it down a little bit and toned it down, where you don't get the real behind the scenes action, guys getting released and the back and forth and the swearing, you know. Like, I think what they were like, we need to bolster the show again to make it must-watch TV, who are the two, three, or four teams that we can get for people to watch? And who do we think is going to be in the thick of things? And how does the schedule set up for these four teams, whatever division we pick, that who knows who's going to be making the playoffs at the end? And it's the AFC North.
Yeah.
And the history.
They'll all be good.
They needed this. The show did. Because it's just a dying breed. Like, nobody's really interested in Hard Knocks as much as they were 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, you think about the Baltimore Ravens, in that was the original Hard Knocks, wasn't it?
That or Cincinnati, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was the Ravens.
That's the one that I first remember watching and seeing clips of. It's an awesome show. It does get run through a filter. Like, you don't get full uncut Ray Lewis. You're not going to get full uncut Dan Campbell. You're not going to get full uncut John Harbaugh. But Mike Tomlin will know the cameras are on him, and Mike Tomlin will put on a show. And the national media that already loves Mike Tomlin, it's going to go even further in that direction because he is impressive. You know, I don't know that I want to drag the show to this place, but I will to prove a point here. You know, you have a lot of people say, well, Mike Tomlin got hired because of the Rooney Rule, yada, yada. Mike Tomlin got hired because you sit in a room with that guy. I don't care if there's 90 football players, 53 football players, or 9 writers at D'Annunzio's training camp. Mike Tomlin is the center of attention because he is an incredibly impressive man.
Mm-hmm.
And he is thoughtful. He's a tremendous public speaker. And he never, apart from, I think, the wheels coming off of Willie Parker line, he always knows what the repercussions of his words will bring.
Right.
And so he is going to use that, and he is going to come off as the big star of the whole deal. And the national media that already fawns over Mike Tomlin's going to come out of this going, see, that's why we love the guy. And those are the best elements of Mike Tomlin. We can complain about the games. We can complain about Arizona and losing to New England and the Indianapolis game and how that went. I don't even know if Steelers fans are going to watch that and go, this guy's a boob. In fact, I think some Steelers fans' opinions are going to be changed by getting to see Mike Tomlin get down to the nitty-gritty.
The thing that's interesting about this to me, and maybe I'm off base here, is that usually with Hard Knocks, and from what, you know, I never was on Hard Knocks, but I knew people who were on Hard Knocks and some scouts and GMs and coaches that have talked about Hard Knocks that I've talked to, they were able, back in the day at least, to go in and edit.
Yeah.
Like, at least GMs were, or people of the, you know, presidents, you know, whoever, you know, coaches were busy at the time, but I'm sure coaches, it would come across their desk, like, what is going to be on the show and what they don't want on the show.
I think they have final approval, yeah.
But whenever you're doing it in December, you don't have that much time to do that. You're in the thick of the last quarter of an NFL season trying to make the playoffs, and, you know, it starts, and then it's aired.
Did Bert's job just become a lot harder?
It came a lot harder because you're going to have final approval, but you know how much time do you have to go and edit and go through certain things? And you know what? The NFL is smart. They're going to be like, we need to get this back on track. We need to get the inside stuff. They're going to be like, yeah, let's play that. Let's show that.
Do you think it becomes a distraction?
Not after a while, no.
Yeah.
Maybe for, like, Mike Tomlin doesn't want it, but for players, no.
I guarantee you he doesn't want it.
What are you going to see, though? Like, in training camp, you're hitting, you have pads, it's hard. You have preseason games, you have rookies, you have 90 players, you have guys trying to make the team, you have guys getting cut, you have, coaching staff setting up for the regular season, you have quarterbacks. Like, they're going to be practicing in helmets. You know, they're going to be lifting, they're going to be going to practice. It's so, like, routine-based during the season. Like, what actual, like, craziness are you going to see?
Yeah.
Unless it's like a game day and like you're just going to be brought inside the locker room against, you know, whenever the Steelers play the Cleveland Browns.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Like it'll be a fourth down and Tomlin will be mic'd up and he'll go for it. And we might have a better understanding of
the ins and outs of the operation of the game day.
Yeah. I think that for sure. We're not going to see the Deontay Johnson, Minkah Fitzpatrick fight.
No.
Like that kind of thing is not going to be on Deontay Johnson and Mitch Trubisky. I don't think we're going to see that. Like that kind of stuff I think would get left at the cutting room floor. I will agree. I don't think Mike Tomlin wants this. I do think it could be used as an excuse or a distraction if it were only the Steelers. Like the Steelers, the final, so what are we looking at? December 3rd. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The final 5 games of the season, if they went south, I could see some player, it's really hard, or there's cameras around. Well, every team you're competing with in the division's got to deal with the same thing.
Yeah.
So that takes the excuses away. I know it's going to be filtered. I know you're not getting everything. You're going to get more than we got, and it might give us some answers to some things. It's going to be great for talk radio. When they did the 24/7 thing on HBO, Penguins Capitals leading up to the Winter Classic in 2011, that was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
You had the clip of Ben Lovejoy, whose face got hurt, and then he gets on the airplane and it explodes. And you saw how Malkin was interacting with some guys, and Crosby actually showed some personality. It'll be really, really cool.
They'll follow certain players. Like, you ever watch, like, the boxing ones?
Yeah.
Like it was, you know, Floyd Mayweather will be leading up to his fight, and this is the 24/7s, I think, and it shows just, like, him at his house and what he's doing. Like, they'll follow probably TJ Watt. They'll probably follow, Deshaun Watson.
You think Russell Wilson might get followed?
Russell Wilson.
You think he might invite them in?
Yes. It'll be just another form of, like, the quarterback show where they'll follow certain players and see how they are in their off day and see how they are whenever they go into the facility. You'll just get a more inside, direct look of that, but you're not going to see any craziness.
I wish we had it with Canada. I wish we had it last year with everything that went on. Again, they're not going to show everything. But Trubisky, Pickett, Rudolph, all the dynamics at play there. We have been told, on the record, off the record, how much Mike Tomlin had to be involved with the offense because Matt Canada didn't know what the heck he was doing. You'd like that to come out in some form or fashion in that. Like, I wonder if they did it last year versus this year. You'd be Mike Tomlin, hey, Matt, what time's the meeting? All right. Well, he would know, but I'm coming in this year. Hey, Arthur, how'd your meeting go?
Mm-hmm.
I think there might be a little bit of a difference there. I really think Tomlin's, even though Tomlin would not want this, he's going to be the star. And it's funny, we just start talking about it. I see Benzie from the Trib. He wrote, ignore presumptions to the contrary. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers will bask in Hard Knock spotlight. Yeah, I think Tomlin's real. I think Tomlin, he doesn't want to do it. When it's happening, he's going to lay it on thick.
Yeah.
He's gonna be all up in this thing. And I think he's gonna look really good. I think Harbaugh's gonna look really good. Those guys have personalities. I'm not so much sure the other coaches.
I mean, even last year too, real quick, I mean, if it was the AFC North, I mean, it wasn't just the Steelers that were going through turmoil. I mean, you had Joe Burrow being hurt and Cincinnati being out of it. You had the whole Cleveland deal with the quarterback spot and Joe Flacco. Like, that would have been some really good TV last year. And then Lamar Jackson making it, and they're gonna follow it all the way through the playoffs, from what I read. So then he could follow Lamar Jackson all the way through the playoffs, and then, you know, them losing to Kansas City. And I mean, it would have been pretty good last year, and maybe we'll get that this year.
Well, just you saying that, it makes me think, like, which AFC North team has the most pressure? I think they all have a ton of pressure on them.
Yeah.
Let's get into that a little bit coming up next. Brandon Ayuk, weird TikTok video came out. Seems like the 49ers don't want that guy anymore. We'll get to that at some point. Are you smarter than a plumber at 7:35? Jam-packed show today. A lot going on. No Jeff Hathorn. He's on vacation. Usually you hear from Jeff in this segment. And Jeff is brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Don't overlook your home's gutter system. Call Gutter Helmet by Lednor Homes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Solutions. So all the AFC North teams going to be featured on Hard Knocks starting on December 3rd. We were talking about Steelers and all that in the last segment. Mike Tomlin going to be a star. Do you agree that Harbaugh's going to come off well too?
Yeah, he always does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really in tune with what he says as well. And we were talking to Aditi at the Five Alarm Marathon, saying, and she was telling us the differences between Harbaugh and Tomlin. And I kind of like listening to Harbaugh. I know that doesn't, you know, resonate well here in Pittsburgh, but I find him interesting.
Yes.
In how he operates. I feel like he has a control, but he lets his players, especially Lamar Jackson, kind of make the decisions. Like, even hearing him mic'd up on that one fourth down, like, Lamar, you want to go for it? He's like, yeah, I want to go for it. All right, we're going for it. Like, stuff like that, I think
gives his players. Yeah.
He trusts his players, and I don't know if we'll ever hear something like that from Mike Tomlin, no matter who the quarterback is, no matter who the player is.
Mm.
And it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the dynamics.
I do, too, and I don't know that I like Harbaugh because of just years of hating him, especially in my youth. That's how long this guy's been here. I don't know that I'll ever like him. I'm with you, though, that I find him interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself hating the Ravens less than I used to because I really like watching Lamar play. And now they've got Derrick Henry, and that's going to be a huge pain in the backside, but I've always liked watching Derrick Henry play.
Yeah.
And now they've got Hamilton, who, I mean, he's not Troy. No one's Troy. That guy's a superstar in the making.
Mark Andrews. I like watching him play.
Tight end.
Yeah. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Grinder. He just grinds.
I don't know that I hate the Bengals as much anymore either. Joe Cool is a cool customer.
Crowley, right?
It is different.
The game's different. Like, you almost had to fear some guys. Like it tells a story all the time. Like, I remember running a route across the middle against the Denver Broncos and seeing Brian Dawkins there and knowing, like, I feared him. Like I better keep my head on a swivel. Like, so, you know, like, playing against Ray and Ed Reed and on a Monday night football game, my rookie year, like, we feared certain guys because they were allowed to strike fear in you. They're not, like, defensive players aren't allowed to strike fear anymore. So that's kind of gone away with the, you know, rivalry and intense, like, there is between fans. But on the field, like, you know, guys did fear Terrell Suggs. Guys did fear certain players on the Bengals.
Vontaze Burfict.
Like, you just can't play the game that way anymore.
No.
It pisses me off.
That's well said, man. Like, the rivalry was at its apex when both teams were the two best defensive teams in football for a decade running, and they would absolutely beat the living snot out of each other. And they'd put bounties out for Hines Ward, and Joey Porter would go up on the bus, and it just doesn't
They had 250-pound running backs. Like, everybody, you know, Jerome Bettis, Jamal Lewis, and you had Corey you know, you had big like, they were running downhill with fullbacks.
Yeah.
You know, that's not football anymore.
It's funny because I didn't hate the Browns of that era because the Steelers just, I mean, they were the truck windshield and they were a tiny little bug on the highway.
You know, you never knew a quarterback. You're facing a different quarterback every year.
Right.
And a different coach.
Yeah, how do you hate Romeo Crennel? He's going to be there for 10 seconds.
Right.
Or Mike Pettine. Like, how am I supposed to hate Johnny Manziel? He's there for 2 years.
Right.
Now, Baker, I thought it would be there for a while, and he would have been a good villain. I don't like the Browns because of Myles Garrett and the whole Mason Rudolph thing, and then Myles Garrett compared to T.J. Watt. That might be the team I have the most distaste for now as I think about it out loud, just because their fans have been waiting and waiting and waiting. Plus, they beat the Steelers in a playoff game. I might dislike them more than the other teams at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Which team's under the most pressure? I mean, I think we've left ourselves 4 minutes. We can get into this more in depth later, too, but... the Ravens.
Whoever you're going to say, I'm going to say the opposite, but it's the same.
They're all the same, right? Kind of.
Well, at least the top two.
Ravens and Bengals are top two, aren't they? Bengals got to a Super Bowl. Hendrickson's not going to be around. T. Higgins, they just signed to a 1-year deal after the whole franchise tag thing. I don't think he's going to be around. So you got to win now.
And Joe's coming off an injury.
Yeah.
And he's injury prone, quote unquote. I mean, right?
You got to make good when you're healthy.
Like, has he, you know, has he exhausted all his efforts? Like, is that it for Joe Burrow?
Right. Did they achieve what they were ultimately ever going to achieve with him already in year two? And that's a question they've got to answer now this year. And this might be their best chance because we know how that organization operates, and keeping a lot of good players at high salaries isn't exactly in their MO. Meanwhile, the Ravens, they're a touchdown away from winning the AFC Championship last year. They feel like it's Super Bowl or bust for them. Meanwhile, Cleveland, they've been knocking on the door. They thought last season they had a great team, and they did have a good team. They're probably a top 10, top 5 roster in the NFL. What's their quarterback going to do? You got to make good on all the draft picks and money that you spent on that guy. And there's the Steelers. There's no wrong answer.
No.
They nailed it with their pick. HBO did.
Oh, no doubt.
You can't even... I don't know. I'm sure they'll do this topic, actually, on ESPN today because of the Hard Knocks thing and all that. I don't know that there's a wrong answer. I think it's the top two teams we mentioned, and I think that the Steelers are playing for something different, but I think the Browns, at least for me, like I just want to see the Steelers win a playoff game is what I'm saying. The Browns probably have bigger aspirations. Like, you don't get Deshaun Watson to just make the playoffs, but at the same time, in the same token, you don't get Russell Wilson just to make the playoffs.
The only thing that's different between the Steelers and Ravens and Bengals and Browns is Bengals and Browns, they have coaches that probably fear for their job every day. You know, like, I mean, even Stefanski did well last year, but if they don't make the playoffs, like, who knows? Like,
he was on the hot seat.
He's on a hot seat. Like, and then, you know, Zach Taylor, if they don't make the playoffs, or, you know, Joe Burrow and them have a bad year, I mean, those two guys aren't safe. Now, Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh are safe, and they've always been safe. So there's a difference. Like, it's just such a weird – it's going to be weird how it shakes out. But, you know, if you want to look at it out of that lens, like, they have a lot of pressure, in Bengals and Browns, coaching-wise at least, than the Steelers and Ravens.
I think everything you said is right, in my opinion. I think Lamar Jackson is probably under more pressure than anybody else.
Absolutely. Two MVPs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can't be the guy that wins the regular season award and then you don't win playoff games.
Joe Burrow's been there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's at least been there. And then you're right. Like, they reloaded, the Ravens did this year, with what they had.
And they lost added, a lot, too.
And then they added, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going all in. They're pushing all their chips in with the Derrick Henry signing. And they're pushing all their chips in. If I mean, they don't win this year.
I was just going to say.
Like...
It might, that might, we might have talked it out. That might be the correct answer. And a texter writes in, and I think this is a good point. I won't quite go this far, but they say at 412-928-9370, you can make a legit argument for each team to win the division or finish last.
Yeah. Yes.
I just can't see the Ravens finishing last.
I think it hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of football.
That's true. And it's a huge part. When you consider...
Look at the
Bengals, yep, and the Ravens, it is impossible. And shoot, man, the Browns with Deshaun Watson, it is impossible not to think about injuries in this division.
I tell you what, if it was a situation like last year where there was, 15 starting quarterbacks are out at one point, something like that in the season last year, if all the quarterbacks got hurt in this division, I feel like the Steelers would win the division with their backup situation out of anybody, even though the other teams have good backup situations. Like, you like Jameis Winston.
I love him.
But I think that if Justin Fields had to go in there, I think that the Steelers would have the best situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know that much. I don't know what Justin Fields is going to be. But I think, I don't know, I just have a feeling.
If every team has to play their backup for the final 8 games of the season, I think you're right. I think they could win with Justin Fields.
Yep.
And all those rosters are good, but we saw the Steelers win 10 games last year with bad quarterback play. Now, they didn't turn the football over, but it was bad quarterback play. They averaged 17 points a game or whatever it is, and they wound up making the playoffs. I'd agree with you on that. Let's revisit this later. There's a lot of meat on this bone, and we got Bostic and Whaley, and tomorrow we can touch on this with them as well. Coming up next, are you smarter than a plumber? It's where Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating makes us look like idiots for about 8 minutes. One more thing on Hard Knocks before we talk to Southside Jake here, Doran. Steelers play the Eagles Sunday, December 15th. Kenny Pickett, a quarterback now for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Wondering what some of his former teammates might say that makes the cut about Kenny Pickett that winds up in the show.
Uh-huh.
I'm intrigued by that.
Good call. Good call.
Southside Jake joins us now. Southside Jake, a huge Kenny Pickett fan. And his kid's with him.
Oh, look.
At least I hope that's your kid and you're not like driving around nabbing kids, man. What's up?
I got my little buddy here today, Mason, with me.
What's up, Mason?
Huge Kenny Pickett fan. You know that.
Could that kid look any more like Southside
like
Jake?
Just like him.
Oh. All right, what do you got for us, buddy?
All right, guys. Sticking on the football topic here today. What do you guys think is the oldest established NFL team?
Packers or Browns, I think.
Bears.
or Bears? Dang it! Oh!
Final answer?
I'm going with Doran. The
Both
Bears.
Wrong.
What?
Both wrong. Arizona Cardinals established in 1898. Inaugural season in the NFL, 1920. Look it up, boys.
Wow.
See, that's a weird thing, though. How can there be one team that stands above the rest? You got to have another team to play against.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happened. They're practicing for 20 years before the league started. Right.
And knowing what that franchise was before, like, Kurt Warner came around, they were probably finding a way to lose to themselves. All right, what do you got? All right, 0 for 1, dang it. What do you got?
All right. Obviously, we crowned the new 2024 champion last night with the Celtics winning the NBA title. So, who holds the record for the most NBA championships?
You gotta be Bill Russell, right?
You mean player or team?
No, team. Let's say franchise.
Oh. Well, the Celtics have 18. How many the Lakers have? Oh, come on! Doesn't it feel like too easy if it's the Celtics?
You're right.
We go Lakers? Or is he doing the thing where he knows we're going to do the thing, and so he's doing that thing?
It's one of the two. Let's go Celtics. No, Lakers.
Final answer?
Yes.
Did you say Lakers, final answer?
Yes.
All right. Until last night, the Celtics and Lakers were tied at 17.
No!
I thought that we would have known that. Like, well, they would have made a bigger deal about that.
They should have. Maybe they did. I didn't watch.
Maybe they did.
I was watching Paul Skeens pick Ellie De La Cruz off of first base. Man. All right, well, I guess we're just doing the last one for bleeps and giggles. Can this be a money ball like the Home Run Derby? If we get this one right, can we win the round?
I feel no.
Okay, I thought we might get him on that one.
Absolutely not. And you ain't going to know this one anyway, so it don't matter. All right. Sticking on the NBA topic, what is the diameter of a rim, of an NBA rim? The diameter. I know it's tough to measure.
Pi's involved in there, 3.14. I have no earthly idea.
Pi is not in there. Pi's how you calculate the area, but the diameter is just...
Then what's the answer, Callis?
Yeah, give us the answer. You're showing your work. You might as well have an answer. Take a stab at this thing.
7 inches.
Come on.
It's not 7 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
How big's a ball?
Oh, that's right. It's not 7 inches.
Jeez Louise.
Come on.
I have no idea.
No clue. I don't even know how to guess that. Just take the win. Tell the people and then give us, do you get the win?
18 inches, guys. 18 inches is the diameter of an NBA rim.
Oh, I was close-ish.
Yeah. Close.
You're off
close.
11 inches. That's what it looks like whenever I'm playing. It looks like a 7-inch diameter. All right, Southside. Appreciate the time. Matt, nice to meet you.
Smoke to you guys today.
Mason.
Smoke to you. I'm back better tomorrow.
What's your kid's name, Mike?
Mason.
Did you name him after Rudolph because of your hatred of Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, Mason Rudolph. That's him.
Mason is a strapping young lad name, yeah.
Ironically, my other son's name is Cole, so I got a Mason Cole.
Nice. Don't have your kids grow up and be a center, all right?
No. All right, guys, thanks so much. Get smarter for next week.
Yeah, we'll work on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Southside James. Coming up next, that was embarrassing. I mean, we were right on it. We weren't. We weren't close on it.
Kyle said he was close. 7 inches.
7 inches. Well, actually.
You two jokers didn't guess, so get out of here.
All right, tell me what the Pythagorean theorem is right now. Go.
That would be how to determine the hypotenuse of a triangle, a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
Coming up next, Brandon Ayuk, his days with San Francisco look to be numbered. Steelers are on a short list of teams that should be interested, are they? And who are some other teams the Steelers got to keep an eye on as the price might get driven up for Brandon Ayuk? We'll talk about that when we come back. All right, the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. No music there. That means Callis is in the bathroom. I think when we see him scurry on through the hallway, we need to prank him somehow.
Yeah, how do we do that?
I don't know. Like, we're having technical difficulties.
Throw our hands up, like,
man, what's going on? We don't know. Hey, freak him out.
He deserves it. Yeah. I saw him in the hallway, and he said, "Well, I took out the rejoin music." I said, "Man, what are you doing?" Like, in that tone. Like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "It has been a while." It has not been a while. It's every week. Once a week. Now, that's down from 2 or 3 times a week, but still, it hasn't been a while. Anyhow, we'll do the sports. When you see him, just start freaking out.
All right.
You'll have the eyes.
Okay.
Here, I'll swivel this way. We'll see him in his big orange shirt meandering down the hallway. So Brandon Ayuk, he was on a TikTok video as filmed by his significant other. And in that video, he is FaceTiming with Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy, who is now an Atlanta Falcon, correct?
Washington Commander.
That's what I meant. Sorry. Mm. Who's now a Washington Commander. Now, Jaden Daniels said, what happened to me there? He said, "What happened, bro?" And Ayuk said they don't want me back, I swear. Didn't want to pull the audio because there are some expletives throughout, Doran. But Cody Benjamin, who writes for CBS Sports, he wrote about some landing spots for Ayuk. Washington, hey, Jaden Daniels. That's where he is, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Chargers, the Patriots, the Cardinals, and the Steelers. Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network said, "If Brandon Ayuk is truly available via trade, I could make a strong argument that Pittsburgh would be the perfect match." I don't know that Ayuk is going to have a say in this. I would actually think he does, because his agent's going to have to get a deal in place for whatever team he's going to land in. I don't know that I'd want to go to the Patriots or the Cardinals if I were Brandon Ayuk. Washington, if you're close with Jaden Daniels, would make some sense. Oh, Callis is here. What the heck, man? He's not even... come on! Let's go! What? Get in here!
He started trotting.
I mean, shake a leg, Callis. We've been having kind of technical difficulties here. Doran's mic is cutting in and out. It's like a disaster over here.
His mic's cutting in and out?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Is this you guys messing with me?
No.
Look at that face.
It's happening now. See?
What?
What are we going to do about this, Callis? Call an engineer. It's a disaster. It didn't work.
No.
But we were gesticulating quite vociferously, and he just
walking down the hall. Yep.
Prancing
woe
around.
Is me. I'm Eeyore. Yep. Yep. Just on my nice little stroll.
My God, taking your sweet time. All right. So if you're Ayuk and you and your agent do have a say, Washington, Chargers, Patriots, Cardinals, Steelers. I think I'm going Washington, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, and then the other two I would not want to set foot in either of those buildings.
Probably the Chargers, so I could play with Herbert and Harbaugh. I also saw something, I don't know how real it is, a swap with Amari Cooper.
Stop it.
So if that is somewhat real, you got to get ahead of it if you're the Steelers. And I saw the Ravens too, yeah.
Well, let's get into this a little bit more full form in the next segment. I mean, I had thought it's going to be a money deal, and that has a lot to do with it. But now if there are a lot of suitors, it's also going to be a what do you give up for this guy kind of deal. So you're going to have to give up something significant, you would think, in return for Ayuk, and then you're going to have to pay him damn near $30 million a season. Let's get into that coming up a little bit next. Washington makes sense to me, Doran, just because of his relationship with Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were me, I would go Chargers. Justin Herbert's going to be there until he doesn't want to be there anymore. Harbaugh, they pay him $1 billion, going to be there. I don't know who the Steelers quarterback's going to be next year.
True.
And that's got to matter to me. We'll talk about that a little bit coming up next. The Celtics won the NBA championship, and the MVP in a lot of people's eyes is their general manager. So how are we feeling about our general managers here in Pittsburgh? We'll get to that at some point in the 8 o'clock hour as well. But right now, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 24 Silverado LT crew cab up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. Today, again, hot, high 94. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/acrossamerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.